He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
It's not what you eat, it's what you assimilate. I say this over and over and over to my patients. So if you're taking all these supplements and you feel good, you might just be making expensive septic tanks. Or we joke in you know, I practice in Arizona, and we joke that we're going to open up the septic tanks and just find thousands and thousands of pills and vitamins and pharmaceuticals. But actually, it's the truth. When we're pumping these tanks out, we're finding undigested, unused medication to the point. Get this, our engineer Sonar. Get this, Sonar. To the point where our biologic waste just from going to the bathroom is considered toxic, hazardous waste and has to be disposed of differently. And so while Irma Bombeck said that the grass is always greener by the septic tank, now it's getting killed off with a bunch of pharmaceuticals and nutritional supplements. Look, listeners, this is the same thing with, I know, you know, I'm an integrative doctor and I prefer to use nutritional supplements over meds, but I write it all. I write medication. I use supplements. But it's the same thing. The supplement industry doesn't guarantee, because it's natural, that it's going to absorb and get into your bloodstream. As we get older, or as we get stressed, we simply absorb less nutrients. And there's exceptions. There's people who wake up and deep breathe for an hour, and then they're very calm, and they're going to absorb their nutrients, and they eat really, really slow. My buddy Doug, who I grew up with, eats real slow. I just eat too quick. It's a bad thing. And my brother-in-law, Philippe, eats real slow. And so those people assimilate their nutrients better. They're also very relaxed people, and they're healthier for it. But still, even those two, as they get older, are going to absorb less nutrients. So in medicine, we went to other options. What are ways that we can get nutrients into the bloodstream? How can we, here's a dirty word in medicine, guarantee? We don't like to say that word, but how can we guarantee something get into the bloodstream? Well, there's a group called Progressive Grocer. And these folks, I believe they have a journal, website stuff, and they're talking about the consumers are choosing topical remedies over oral remedies, and this is in the world of pain, because they're concerned with safety and overdosing and side effects. Way more often they're using the topical versus the oral pill. So sorry, I goofed that up a little bit. But basically, topical sales are blowing up. $460 million in topical pain medicines a year, up 5.6% and skyrocketing. See, let's say somebody has painful elbows, okay? But that's it. We can give them an oral pain medication. They can take it, and that pain medication goes all throughout their whole body, and a little bit of it can help them with their elbow, and a little bit of it will help them with their brain. If there was, for example, we'll use Tylenol. We give them a Tylenol for the pain. It goes to every part of your body, and a little bit gets to your elbow to help you. Now, I take a cream and I rub it on your joint. Feels better. Also, I don't have to deal with the side effects of possible liver toxicity or kidney toxicity or any or even stomach irritation, which NSAIDs like Tylenol, ibuprofen, all of them, these things can occur because it's just on my elbow. I just rub it in. Now, similarly, let's talk about natural medicine. Let's say I take curcumin and cayenne for joint pain. Really good combination along with ginger. That goes through your whole bloodstream and a little bit of it gets to your elbow. Now, let's say I have a topical cream with curcumin and cayenne in it. I rub it on my elbow and it gets to right where I need. Now, be careful with cayenne, by the way, because cayenne, it'll get a little bit worse before better, the mechanism of the way cayenne works. But I can actually apply it directly to where the issue is. So it's going up bigger and bigger and bigger. And so when I looked at the segment, I talked to my producer, Catherine Saxon, about this. I decided to kind of do a little inventory of what in my practice has moved from oral as people get older to topical. Or let's say you're 25 years old. What would I rather use topically on the skin versus oral? And what I kind of found out was something interesting. I am moving in my practice more and more to topical creams and things like that instead of oral. And I'd never paid attention to it. But I realized I'm following what the trend is in moving over. And where does this apply to you? Well, listen to the things I'm talking about. And if you're taking them orally, you may want to switch to topical, because I have. So the first thing is pain medications. Pain medications, I don't like drug pain medications, whether they're non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, such as over-the-counter ibuprofen or prescription diclofenac or those medications. I try and avoid NSAIDs as much as possible because of the heart side effects, cardiovascular, as well as digestive disorders and things like that. So pain creams, when I do use them pharmacologically, I use them topical. Also, I can avoid addiction stuff. So if I want to use hydrocodone, you can do, or any of those, I can do those in patches now, and I can do those other ways. And then I use, you have to understand that when you go orally, listeners, you have to use a much higher dose than when you go topical. So with the pain medications, I can go with a little bitty dose, have them get a better effect because it's right where they need it, and I can avoid addiction. So topical and cream and fentanyl patches and things, great items, love them. But here's some surprising things that I'm moving over to topical with. Magnesium. I use a ton of magnesium in my office. Orally, I like the magnesium orotates, but magnesium, all of it, does not assimilate or, translated, absorb into the bloodstream well. And you're talking about magnesium hydroxide is Phillips Milk of Magnesia. It absorbs so badly, it gives you diarrhea or it loosens up constipation. I mean, there's better magnesium. The magnesium orotates I use absorb a lot better, but magnesium is always tough to absorb. So over the last few years, I'm moving more and more to a cream. And I have my patients rub it on, and guess what? I don't even see the GI tract with it. I can also, a lot of times I'm looking at vascular disease, I'll have them rub the cream right on their heart, right underneath their left nipple. I'll put a magnesium and a cream, rub it right on and get it into the bloodstream. Testosterone, bioidentical hormones. I do not like them oral. Okay. Now, estrogen in the form of bias, that's a different, it can be handled orally a lot better. But when I'm looking at testosterone specifically, I don't like to give it orally. The liver is incredibly challenged by it. I love to do it topically. Again, lower dose does more of the work, and I like testosterone creams. I'll also give it in a once-a-week injection for those who need it. That works quite well. But again, not orally. Doing something different than orally. I'm giving it either a shot or in a cream. Personally, I like testosterone creams the best, but it more than shots. But you have to do them daily. And you got to make sure to wash your hands. I have a 4-year-old, so I have to wash my hands thoroughly after putting the testosterone on. Now I'm going to throw a curve at you, an antioxidant called glutathione. Now, either you've heard of it, and those who've heard of glutathione hear nothing else. Glutathione. Those who haven't heard of it, you have now been exposed to it. It is one of the body's, or the body's, ultimate antioxidant. It's involved in conjugating very, very difficult, conjugating and clearing difficult chemicals, difficult hormones from the body. Oral glutathione doesn't absorb well into the bloodstream, and it doesn't absorb well into cells. I moved to a cream, glutathione cream, to use instead, and that's all I use now. I do not use oral glutathione at all. And the last thing is essential oils. I've went way more into essential oils. If somebody has chest congestion, I'm back to having them rub the eucalyptus oil on and putting it in the inhaler. If they have infections, lavender, garlic, curcumin oil, rubbing on their joints. So it's not what you eat, it's what you assimilate or what you absorb into the bloodstream. As you get older, time to start moving from those oral pills into more topical creams, injections, and things like that to make sure the money you're spending is actually getting into your bloodstream to help you. And that's what we want to do at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.